All right, this is the Florida Go to God First Fellowship, and it is 7:41. I'm a couple days late, it just inside me, there were some things that were telling me not it wasn't the right time. So I listened and listened, and today I believed it was going to be the right time, or I thought it was going to be the right time. And then, you know, things come up like distractions and other things that can get you off balance. And sometimes those happen, and you don't always make the right decisions or choices. And but what you do is you recalibrate and go ahead and get yourself in the right frame of mind. Is again, it goes back to free will. It's your free will. So your free will, you have to control yourself, control your mind, control your emotions, control your thoughts, control your feelings. This is a work that God has been working with me. And also to be a laborer. To be a laborer means to be disciplined and obedient. You know, I should have followed through on Monday, but there was a, you know, I believe I was really listening. Well, I know I was listening because it was the right time. Hang on 1 second. TV popped on. Thought I had it on mute. So I'll put it on mute right now. There we go. Again, little distractions. And normally the TV, doesn't do that. Cause I had it off, or I had it not programmed to completely turn on. But anyway, you just roll with the punches. So, as I was saying, distractions so anyway, I knew I was being, directed. You know, I had full confidence that I was being directed because I knew it was the right time. The energy wasn't right. There was distractions going on. That was Monday, Tuesday, and here's Wednesday. And so Cookie, just lay down. Got my little Gabriella's dog in here with me. And I decided to do it today despite the distractions or things that try to get you off, and those are all internal in reference to me. Has nothing to do with external, but the external can cause the internal to pop up and not get you in the right frame of mind. And so, but I've learned through, my connection. You know, connecting with the man of God, I've learned to just bypass that stuff and keep moving forward. And so that's what I decided to do. And that's what I'm going to do. And, so, you know, in reference to, moving forward, it's free will. It's your free will. How much do you really want to grow? You know, and sometimes it takes pushing yourself. Like right now, I'm making myself, do this because it wasn't right Monday. It wasn't right Tuesday, and it wasn't going to be right tonight. But I mean, when was it going to be right? So I had to make a decision. Hey, I'm just going to go forward and do it because I'm not going to wait till it's right. But I knew Monday and Tuesday for sure were not right. The energy was not right. Different things were not right. So I just decided, you know, Wednesday I'm doing it, you know, no matter what. So, at first I wasn't, then I did, I planned on it. Then some distractions come up external and I internalized them. And again, that's all battle of the mind, all renewing of the mind, all what we've been talking about, those patterns and paradigms. And I just got off the phone, for an hour with a young man that, you know, he's a lot younger than me, but he's going through, I mean, word for word, exact thing going on with him going on with me. Amazing, really. Because so there's nothing new under the sun. Absolutely nothing new. Just because people were, they didn't have cars or vehicles or telephones or lighting. There's absolutely nothing new under the sun. Okay. All this stuff is just rehashed, And by the way, the other thing too, the adversary, the power, the god of this world is, he's a counterfeit, and he counterfeits absolutely everything. And so, with, in reference to counterfeits, he's able to, counterfeit like all kind of different things. So you have to, that's the reason for the nine manifestations, discerning of spirits. And also then you've got all the nine, and then you've got the nine fruit. And I was talking the other day how I was, on the one of the Thursday folks, I was not seeing a lot of external fruit, and I'm not seeing as much as I desire, but I know it's coming. The eternal fruit that I'm seeing, the self-control, the patience, and I forget all nine of them, but they match up with the nine manifestations. And it's as a man by his own free will operates those nine. God never makes you speak in tongues. He doesn't make you give forth prophecy. He doesn't make you, seek somebody out or somebody come before you and you pray for them to have a miracle. So he doesn't do any of that. So anyway, practicing, being obedient, being disciplined. That's a big one. Being faithful, and then again being a laborer and practicing those things. So our Father's good. He's a good God. Again, there's nothing new under the sun. There's nothing that he hasn't he knows all about our hearts, and he's there for us. And again, like I said, I was talking to a young man that was going through some of the same things that I've been going through, and he's way younger than I am, and it's the same exact thing. So the methods, that's why it's put on the whole armor of God, and the methods, or the wiles, which is the methods of the adversary, has not changed. It doesn't change. He might change up a little thing here and there, depending on what's going on. Or what we allow in our lives. And that's something also that I went to my connect about, and things that I allow in my life, because of what God's been showing him to talk about grace. Just because you're under grace doesn't mean you miss the mark or sin, or and not that we're going to be perfect by any means. We're perfect in Christ. But as we walk this life, and as we're dragging around these dead bodies, we're going to make certain mistakes certain times. Sometimes, we do it on purpose, and sometimes it's a mistake, or we let an emotion, get away, or however that happens, it happens. But again, it's all about practicing these practices that we're doing, that we've learned. And that we see and hear about, that great miracles and mighty miracles and things are happening in Nepal and India. I forget the one where, Lawrence will have to tell you, because I was talking to him on the connect, this might not seem it's not a miracle. I don't know how God classifies it. I think he classifies it just as a blessing. And I don't know if he shared it. I'm sure him and Kim have spoken to it about it. Jason has spoken about it, but he was telling me that he was sleeping, and I called him and woke him up too, probably. And Jason was in the backyard or something, and somehow they went out. He discovered out in the front yard that it had been completely groomed and completely landscaped and taken care of, and done. And he, I think he asked Jason, and Jason said, I didn't do this. And I don't think Kim saw who did it. And I know Lawrence didn't see who did it. So I believe Lawrence asked a neighbor, and the neighbor said that, yeah, a van or something pulled up, and there was a guy there, I guess, that did the landscaping, and then the person had never seen him before. Now, I've had things like that happen to me too. It was in a different circle. It wasn't landscaping my yard. It was saving me from a bunch of different things. And I actually told Lawrence one time. I was a young man, not young man. I was young in the fire service. I was young actually. And I was out driving, drinking, which is obviously not a good thing to be doing, but you live and learn. And I had someone else's vehicle, and I drove it up onto a baseball diamond. And the Americans will know that is, it's got a cage usually wrapped around it, and I drove right through the cage right onto home plate, which is where the batter swings the ball and the pitcher throws the ball to the batter. I drove right up on it and could barely open the door to get out. And if I would have gotten caught, I would have lost my job, because I was obviously out of my mind, drunk. And so when I did get out, pushing the door against the fence, and I ended up praying, and I remember a car showing up, and it's pouring rain, raining, and the car showed up, and then it the car someone I don't know I mean I just got in the car, don't know who it was, don't remember even speaking to the person, don't remember telling them where I lived. And I ended up the day later waking up in a house that me and a bunch of other firemen had rented, and woke up there. And my friend who I borrowed the car from was another fireman. He was at working on a shift. He came home. He wanted to know where his car was. Well, I had no idea where it was because I didn't remember even what had happened. But I had made it home safely, and I had gotten put in my bed, or I got to my bed somehow. Don't remember how. Anyway, the law enforcement came, knocked on the door, and said, Mr. DiStefano, we found your car on Driftwood Middle School baseball diamond, baseball, yeah, baseball, little a little league field that was crashed up against it. And so now he knew where it was. Of course, he didn't say it was me that was driving it. He just said he didn't know how it got there, and he didn't drive it there because they were questioning him. But anyway, our Father God has mighty, mighty things in store for us. I mean, those like the testimony that I told you that Lawrence told me, he'll have to share with you on Thursday fellowship, maybe tomorrow, or I'll remind him. These are things that happen, and I believe, it's in reference to God looks and sees people's hearts, and not that he doesn't do things for other people. I just believe that he looks and sees people's hearts, and then he sees where you're at, and he sees everybody, and he's always, as Kim says, which is just an absolutely great statement. Obviously, she didn't make it up, but God always looks on the heart. Like he looked on, he was not looking as man looks when he had David picked. He could have picked all the other brothers. They were probably bigger and stronger and all the other things, but David had a heart for God, and that's what he desires, our hearts to him. So I'm gonna cut this short. I'm gonna see if Miss Branda wants to share. Branda, I'll give her one more shout, see if she wants to share. And Branda, okay, I got an okay from her. That means she's coming on in. So anyway, he always looks on the heart, So keep moving forward. Keep your heart looking to him, and great and mighty things will happen. God is good. He's always good. And it's just a short sharing just so I could get moving. And you don't have to do that. I'm getting back in it. I'm hitting the rack and watching basketball. Anyway, so yeah, I'm recording. Yeah, so here she is right here, and she was making the bed, which is exactly what needs to happen as she does. So that should get her riled up and sharing. So here she is now. Here you go.
Hello. God bless. God has just put it in my heart that I need to share tonight about forgiveness. And always being so sure that you're right and the other person is wrong. And God forgives us even when we don't deserve it. Even when we screw up, mess up, he still forgives us. He's a loving father. He always, and I do mean always, forgives us. So, there are Yeah, I believe that God is always working behind the scenes, even when we don't see it. I was able to spend the day today at the beach, which I just absolutely love it. Nice and warm, and the waves just crashing in, and just the peace and quiet. It was so nice. I always take my little I always take my little anchor my little amplifier or whatever you would call it. I really don't know what you would call it. It's a little speaker. But anyway, I like to listen to my playlist, and it's just nice to sit there and have my umbrella open and my beach towel and my lawn chair, and it was absolutely nice. It was just so peaceful. Afterwards, my sister and I went and ate some barbecue, which was really, really good. And just had a great, great time. Just spending the day with my sister. I actually got home and ample time to actually be able to come home. Normally, I'm not able to. By the time I get back to the house, it's so late, and I'm so exhausted that generally I can't even make it home. So that was a great thing. Traffic was great. Didn't have any problems getting home. So, it was just really, really a great day. I was tired when I got home, so I did lay down and take a nap, and that was really good because I needed to rest. And, sometimes I think that we fight our bodies, the things that we, know that we're need that we need to do, like rest when you need to rest. Fighting it, not sleeping when you have the opportunity, always thinking about one more thing that you need to do before you lay down. And it seems like there's always something that will come up. There are, I mean, when I think about it, there's only so many hours in the day. And, honestly, I think that, we need to, speak in tongues much. And, which I do. And, I always do my I Am confessions in the morning on the way over to my place in Green Cove. And, it's really just a great time between me and God. And, I just enjoy that. I do not have the prayer life that I should have. And I'm the first to confess that. I need to pray more, speak less, and just be so grateful and thankful for all that I have. There are people, well, there were people today coming down to the beach, and some of them were on walkers. Some of them just had a hard time getting down to the beach, but they were determined to get down there. I saw a guy that was walking who had suffered a stroke, and it looked like it had affected his left side, and he was walking down the beach. And I just took the opportunity to pray over him and confess wholeness and healing over him while he was walking. And it doesn't take any amount of time to just reach out and talk to God. And it's amazing when you think about all the things that God's created. There is so much beauty in the world. And there's so many places that I want to go see that I haven't been able to see. But I know one day I'll be able to get there. All I can tell you is, stay prayed up. When the Holy Spirit, you feel that tugging in your spirit, to stop and pray. If the Holy Spirit brings somebody to mind, you need to stop and pray for that person. You never know what's going on. You have no idea what is going on, in their life, behind the scenes. There are so many people that are, actually, dealing with, illnesses and, diagnoses and, they're told, they've been given bad news. But the thing is that we draw our strength from God. We draw our strength from reading the word. If we look in the Bible, everything that we need is there to encourage us and just help us out. God knows what's going on in our hearts. Sometimes like this morning, I was driving and this song came on and it was just what I needed. It's just what I needed to hear. So that is about all I really had to share. Honey, did you need to close this out?
Yeah.
Okay.
And the man, I'll take care of. All right. Well, that's it from the Florida Go to God Fellowship. And we just got on here and being disciplined and obedient to get it done. And God bless you guys and love you. Keep moving forward. There is definitely a great awakening coming. Just a matter of time. But, and man, you can see and I know if I mean, look at it spiritually, what's going on around you and the things that are happening that you can see the that it's trying to be stopped. Well, there's no way it's going to be stopped. I mean, it's already happening. The great spiritual awakening happening. There's another revival that's going to happen. And we're going to end up being like Nepal and India, and they're going to rise even further, and so are we. We're no different from them. We're going to rise and rise and rise, and great things are going to come of this. Again, a great spiritual awakening is going to is happening. It's upon us now. It's up to us to step up as the body of Christ. And we step up, and we step up with examining ourselves first. Not in condemnation, but examining ourselves to ask our Father to guide us, direction, direct us, correct us, reprove us, give us instruction, being humble and meek and desiring that. And the laborers that are out there, people that are listening to this, are going to be blessed. And they can, because they're going through the same things, maybe some of them even worse, some of them maybe not at all. But our Father is a great Father. And he is, there's great things happening. I can just tell you, and I can spiritually feel it. And I know for sure that our South Carolina meeting is going to be a good one. So, going to be a great one. And that's just a prelude because it's our, the great awakening and great revival is happening already. And great things are going to happen. So I'm going there with a mindset of some deliverance in certain areas. And, I know that other people are doing the same thing. So, love you guys.